It's easy, Hector. Say, you're just a ferret. I want you to...
Wait, Mr. Winterbottom. Let me think. I got it. It came to me all of a sudden. I've got it.
Got what?
A new invention. Oh, gosh, oh, gee, this is a pipper.
What kind of invention are you talking about?
Well, shucks, this is a historic moment for you, Mr. Winterbottom. You are standing face to face with a man who has just invented a way to tell time without a watch.
Tell time without a watch? Well, how can you do that?
Well, listen, I'll tell you, Mr. Winterbottom, but don't breathe it to a soul, will you? Especially when you're going past the cornfield, because even cornfields have ears.
Well, now, never mind your smart aleck, and go ahead and tell me about your invention.
Invention? Invention.
Yes, how you can tell time without a watch.
Oh, yes, sure. My invention, yes, sure. Well, to tell time without a watch, you take a deck of cards.
A deck of cards?
Yes, a deck of cards and a ton of coal.
What?
A deck of cards and a ton of coal, and then you walk...
Say, now, just a second. What's a ton of coal got to do with telling time?
What was that?
I say, where does the coal come in?
Why, it comes in through the coal chute, of course. Then you walk...
But I mean, what's it for? What's the ton of coal for?
To burn in the furnace, I suppose. Oh. And say, quit bothering me with a lot of little details. I'm a busy man.
Yes, but dagnabbit, but I'm trying to find out how you tell time without a watch.
Well, haven't you got a watch?
Yes, certainly I have.
Well, then, what are you worrying about, then, for?
Dad, being it, Hector, you said you had an invention for telling time without a watch. Now, what is it?
Oh, that.
Yes.
Well, you mean my invention?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Well, does it work? Supposing you was way out in the woods and you didn't have a watch. How could you find out what time it was?
Oh, yes. Well, that's very simple, yes. All you have to do is to take a deck of cards out of your pocket and deal yourself a bridge hand.
Need yourself a bridge hand? Well, how can you find out what time it is that way?
Because some darn kibitzer will come along, come up and look over your shoulder, and you can find out what time it is from him.
Oh, of all the darn fool ideas. Now, you look here, Hector. I want to talk sensible to you. You got a little money now, that $1,000 that old man Schottenheimer gave you. You ought to take that and go to school. Study to be something.
Go to school and, yes. and study to be something.
Yes.
Listen, I've already been to school.
Mm.
Yes, sir, I went to a medical school. I studied one of the biggest surgeons in this country.
Studied with who?
One of the biggest surgeons in this country.
Oh, but you're darn fool, a sturgeon's a fish.
Sure, I know it. That's where you always find fish, in a school.
Yes, but what you mean is a surgeon. That's a kind of doctor. You ain't telling me you studied to be a doctor.
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I studied to be, a doctor. And I saved a man's life once, too.
How do you mean?
Well, you see, he was an awful sick man.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, you will, of course, he was terrible sick.
He took bad.
Yes, he'd been sick for years. Spent his whole fortune trying to get well.
Yes.
But no doctor knew what was the matter with him.
He didn't, sir. Didn't know what he had, eh?
No, sir. One doctor wanted to operate for stomach trouble. And the other doctor wanted to operate for appendicitis. Another doctor wanted to operate on his tonsils.
Yeah.
They kept the poor fellow in the hospital for months. And then when he was down to his last $100, I was called in.
Yeah.
And it didn't take me 3 minutes, Mr. Winterbottom, not 3 minutes, to know what to operate for.
Well, what did you operate for?
$99.95.
Yes, but consignment, I mean, what did the feller have? What did he have?
He just had carfare homes.
Oh, now, Hector Smith. That whole business is just a pack of lies, and you know it.
Why, Mr. Winterbottom, that sure
just
hurts.
Just a pack of lies.
Hurts me to hear you say a thing like that.
Well, I'm telling you, a pack of lies. Studied to be a doctor. I bet you never had a day school in your whole born days.
Oh, listen to him.
Well, now, I'm telling you, Hector, you'd better take that $1,000 and go up to the academy and start learning something.
Oh, shoot. I'm smart enough without going up to that academy.
Smart.
Well, I am. I'm smarter than you, anyway.
Well, how do you mean? How do you mean you're smarter than me?
Because I can answer questions that you can't answer. That's why.
Yes, to hear you tell it.
Well, I can, all right.
Well, do it. Let's see you do it. What is the question, anyhow?
Well, now, let's see. Oh, yes. Here it is. Here's the question. Brothers and sisters have I none, and yet my father had a son. Who is it?
Why, your brother, of course.
No, sir. I said I didn't have any brother.
Oh, yes, that's right, ain't it? Why, consign it can't be anybody.
Sure, it's somebody. It's me.
You?
Yeah, sure. See, brothers and sisters have I none, and yet my father has a son. And that son is me.
Well, oh! Yes, yes, I get it. It's you. That's a pretty darn good riddle. Brothers and sisters. howdy, Hortense.
Oh, gosh. Hello, Hortense.
Hello. Oh, hello, Hector. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Thanks. Say, Hortense.
Yes, what is it?
Can I come up and see you tonight?
I'm sorry, Hector, but I promised to go to a movie with Mother tonight. Mr. Winterbottom, have you any...
Well, how about then tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night,
yes.
I'm going to a fraternity dance with one of the Academy boys. Winterbottom, I want to buy a...
Oh, shoot. What do you want to go out with those Academy fellas for? They're nothing but a bunch of tin soldiers.
Oh, indeed. Well, at least they're gentlemen, and that's more than I can say of you, Hector Smith.
Oh, is that so? Is that so? Well, let me tell you something right here.
Hector Smith, you stop it.
Stop it right now.
I ain't going to have any quarreling in here.
Gentlemen.
Well, they are. No one but a gentleman can get into the Academy.
Yes, well, I can get into it any day I want to. And just don't forget that. But if I can smoke it, I'm just as good as the rest of those fellas up there. Well, I can. It's standing
now,
near your
face. Now, Hector, listen, you get out of here. Go on, get out.
I'll get out all right.
Well, go on.
Yes, I'll get out, and I was going anyhow.
Yeah.
Yes, but you just wait and see. I'll show you, doggone it. I can get in that Academy just the same as the rest of them. And I'll show you no one can sneer as Hector Smith.
Now, go on, now. Get along there. Come in here and... Hortense, what's the matter with you and Hector? You get along just like a couple of strange bulldogs.
Well, I'm not going to allow him to criticize my friends.
Yes, well, maybe some of your friends need criticizing. If I recollect right, that there cook Major Barnes is one of your friends. And all the time he's trying to skin your father out of his whole fortune.
That has nothing to do with Hector Smith.
If you think he can come in here...
I thought I heard you in here, Hortense. Starting another argument, huh?
Yes, you can't come in here without...
I didn't come in here to start an argument. I came in here to get some things for dinner. If I can find someone kind enough to wait on me.
Well, what is it you want? Well, what do you want?
I want some bird seed, and I want some alligator pears.
Why, you're raising alligators now?
Oh, of course not. I want them for dinner, for ourselves.
Well, we don't keep alligators, Hortense.
No.
You see, there ain't much call for them.
But I'm not talking about alligators.
We are.
I'm not. You were the one who started it. You asked if I were raising an...
How's that?
I said raisin.
Oh, you want some raisins? Oh. Well, how much
raisins? Oh, dear, I don't want any raisins.
What?
Just give me a dime's worth of bird seed. I'm in a hurry.
Well, why didn't you say so? Instead of coming in here and talking in riddles and here's a good one.
What's that?
Here's a riddle for you.
If you give me my bird seed,
let's see now. Yes. I ain't no brother or sister, and yet my father has
a blister.
No, that ain't it. It's,
Listen, I'm in a hurry, and I want some bird seed.
Well, blister rhymes with sister.
Bird seed.
No, bird seed ain't it neither. Father and mother have I none, and yet my father has a son. Who is it?
Some bird seed. I tell you,
bird seed's wrong. My father and mother, they have none.
Will you?
Your father and mother have no bird seed?
No.
Well, what's your father and mother want bird seed for anyhow?
I'll never come into this store again.
Now, what you suppose the matter with her?
Oh, shucks. She just saw it because she couldn't guess the riddle.
Well, say, Zeb, tell me, what in tarnation is the answer to the dad darn thing anyway?
The answer? Well, the answer is, oh, yes. The answer is Hector Smith.